Blog Talk Radio.
What's happy and good morning is being with you with coffee and combo. I don't have my coffee because right now I'm sitting at my studio, and if I get up to get the coffee, I will pull the wire. But I smell my coffee, and I just want to say good morning, Friday. We are wrapping up the week with me. I put up a pop-up show, everyone. I was supposed to be gone since Wednesday, but I had a few extra minutes this morning. And I wanted to tell you how excited and exciting things that are going to be happening on the show. And Spirit said, put the show on. So Monday, I will be gone. I'm going to get my hair done. And then Tuesday, I leave for New York. And I will not be back till the following Monday. And absolutely, I am going to try to put up a YouTube video about me in New York. And so you might get to see me on well, I'm not on vacation. I'm moving my daughter, hopefully to an apartment they find today. But I am going to New York for business, some family business. And then I will be back with you. I have such exciting guests coming on that I just couldn't stay away. Of course, I can't stay away from the air and radio anyway. But you are listening to Bonnie Albers. I am Bonnie Albers on air. I'm a spirit, psychic, intuitive medium. I'm an RN, a legal nurse consultant, and a counselor, and a life coach. I do have a practice of both, so you can find me at www.bonniealbersonair.com and go to the contact page. You'll see a little drop-down box. It'll ask you what you want. Just write in the little box what you want, if you want a reading or you want counseling or life coaching. I do specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. And I just love both businesses. I do combine them. So whatever you choose, you're going to get both anyway. Also, there is nobody in chat because they say chat isn't up, but it is. And I don't know how to reboot chat, so I'm not quite sure. I'm going to try, but I'm afraid to do that because if I reboot chat, I'm afraid that that everything will be lost. So I'm not quite sure what to do, except that hopefully you're all on the air. Let me ask Candy because she's here and she's trying to get in chat. Candy?
Hi, Bonnie. Good morning.
Good morning.
It doesn't show the chat rooms up, and I went to the list where it shows the shows, and your name's not on that list, so I don't know what the problem is.
I'm afraid if I reboot the show, that I might lose everybody. But I can try rebooting the show. So I'm going to try everybody to reboot the show. Please stay with me and stay on, and if it boots me off, I will be right on. Okay. Has everybody, everybody's still hearing me because I just rebooted it and it doesn't look like it's kicked anybody off yet. So let me ask Candy. Candy, can you see chat? Can you see chat?
Still don't have chat.
Okay. I'm just going to continue with the show. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Okay, fabulous. Hi, everyone. Again, chat is not up. I've tried rebooting it. I've tried sticking chat up. It said it was up, and I don't know what's wrong with it now. But I do want to continue with the show. We have some fabulous, fabulous, fabulous guests coming. And I do want to talk about one guest that used to be a regular on the show. Her name was Susan Z. Rich. She is a super, super cool lady. She was on every Monday and Tuesday for a very long time with me, and she is coming back. She's an Akashic record, as she says Akashic, I say Akashic record opener. And the coolest thing is you've got to see how this works. And she is excellent and an expert in it. So I am really excited. On the week of the 24th, Susan will be back. Now, before then, when I come back on I'm going to look and see, it's the 17th, I'm coming back, and you know that's Start Your Week with Me, so you will have me, and me talking about all our favorite subjects, which is metaphysical, and I will be bringing my flower energy cards with me on that day, of course. The 18th is Gregory Scott. He is the YouTube sensation. He's astrology and tarot reader. He's been with us before. Go check him out on YouTube. He is fabulous. Wednesday, we've got back on the 19th. It is Astro Day with Dr. Ron Cole. And of course, the metaphysical view. It's the girls, Annabelle, Brenda Bell, Bonnie Bell. And we will be here on the 19th. The 20th, I know everybody is going to be real excited, including Candy, but we have OMG Minnow Pond. You know that Chris will be back And he is so cool. Check his YouTube out. It's called Minnow Pond, M-I-N-N-O-W, capital P-O-N-D, all one word. He is an astrology and tarot reader. Really, he's a tarot reader. He reads the cards, the regular deck cards, but it's the coolest deck I ever saw. And I had him on last week. The first time he's ever been on the radio, not the first time he's been interviewed, but he has his own practice, just like Gregory Scott. Both of them are fabulous YouTubers. So please get on and check them out, and they will be on. The following week on that Tuesday, I'm going to go into who's coming in, but we already know, I gave you a little hint, Jerry Humphries and Susan Z will be in the house. I do want to tell you that Susan Z wrote a book I use in my normal practice when I did, not normal because we're all not normal, but in my physical existence, my life coach practice of love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. I did go and lecture around the country, and I used her book. Was one of my big props that I used. It's called Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine. You can get it on Amazon. It is probably the best book that tells you about what you're doing here in life and what stages you go through. Now, my husband is a surgeon, and he even read the book. I will tell you that her book takes the spiritual side of what happens to us in the physical form. So I say that I downloaded that book to her, and it bridges the gap between this physical existence and the spiritual existence. It fuses it into one. So I love this book. It is really not expensive, but it's a book. I think it's my third time reading it. And before she's on the show again, because we used to talk about soul windows all the time. And I still, when you tell me your age, I know what soul window you're in, because I also know what physical window you're in. So please download her book or buy it off Amazon. It's a book you'll keep forever and probably give away a few times. I do want to tell you about, I'm going to go into my cards because OMG, now I know why Spirit wanted me to put on this show. And I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you, Candy. I do see you in chat. And I thank all the callers on also. I am going to start changing the hours of my show. I think in October, I'm going to have some evening hours, and I'm real excited about that. But I'm just talking off the top of my head because I'm so excited to be here with you this morning. I always rock with the flowers, and this morning I started to shuffle the cards. They flew out of my hand. I can't even believe how they flew out of my hand. Actually, I am going to just answer this real quick. Hey, Lauren. Okay, well, who I'm calling is my daughter. She's calling me, and I just haven't told her that I put on a show yet. So please forgive me, but you know I rock with the flower cards. I mean, come on, who doesn't? The flower energies and flowers, everything in life is all about beauty, oxygen, CO2. Flowers and plants help us breathe, help the earth. It actually gives the negative ions to the earth also and helps us with CO2. Removal and delivery. So that's why they tell you when you're in ICU, they will not let you bring flowers in. It's because it messes with the oxygen in the room. How cool is that? So you know, I all relate to the flowers, and I will tell you that I picked up these cards this morning, and they just flew out of my hands, and I will tell you that they are the coolest thing this morning. The first card that flew out of my hand is communicate with your angels. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? And if you're not doing it, you should. Angels are universal, of course. They're the most beautiful form of love that you can, it's all of our angels, guides, and masters are, but the angels, everybody rocks with, even people who don't rock metaphysics. I have not ever heard one say they don't believe in angels. So this card is just so overwhelming to pull, because communicate with your angels. It is the bird of paradise. I love this because one of my favorite plants and flowers is the bird of paradise. If you look at it, it looks like a bird head, actually looks like a rooster head, but it's gorgeous colors of orange and hot pink, purple, yellow. I mean, just beautiful. It's the colors and spectrum and green of the rainbow. You have the ability to connect with the beings of love who surround you. Communicate with your angels and deliver the healing messages to others. Yay! I'm all about healing and I'm all about messages to others. So you have angels around you who wish to bring you healing and guidance. We all have the ability to communicate with them, but for some people, it is as if they're listening to one radio station while their angels are communicating on another frequency. Everyone, I'm going to stop to just tell you what I think. We all need to listen just to stay still for a minute, because you know I'm ADD, so a minute is pretty long for me. And just ask the angels in the morning when you get up, during the day when you're having issues, if you're really having some deep issues or concerns, just stop and listen and see what the angels have for you. They come in all different signs. You can ask them to give you a sign and you will smile real big when you see that the angels are always with you. We all have angels. They're all with us and they always are ready to communicate with us. To tap into divine guidance, you must raise your vibration to match theirs. The energy of the bird of paradise will help you uplift and open your channels of communication. So what these flower energies do is, if you can visualize the bird of paradise and you want to get in touch with your angels, but you're having, you know, some energy issues, just concentrate on that beautiful bird of paradise and the angels will rush right in. Meditate on this flower's image and you'll notice very real sensations as you connect with your loving angels. If you've already been in contact with your celestial beings, this card asks you to take the next leap of faith by sharing the messages you receive with the world. If you feel the presence of a departed loved one, please express this to others. Words cannot convey how profoundly healing this information can be. Call upon the archangels Gabriel and Metatron. Oh, Gabriel's my angel. I rock Gabriel. And Metatron, oh, how cool is he? They'll help you clear your channels of communication and find the courage to deliver the heavenly messages. Gabriel is my guardian angel. Even though I love all of them, Gabriel walks on the beach with me when I have issues. I will talk to Gabriel. And Metatron is the force of life. So he is the throne next to, you know, he's God's, you know, hand. So I just love this. And this is a great message, because I got to tell you what I did yesterday, but concentrate on the bird of paradise. It will bring you happiness, joy, and healing. The next card that fell out was unity, which I love. I mean, communicate with your angels and listen to this. This is the hibiscus. Hibiscus has come in all colors, so you can pick your favorite, but this one is like a coral. You're spiritually connected to everyone through God. Use this sacred bond to heal your family, friends, and yourself. So here we've been given the angels, and now we're giving that spiritually connected through to everyone through God, whatever that is to you. Use this sacred bond to heal your family, friends, and yourself. And here the angels were giving you messages to heal others. I mean, how cool is that? You couldn't even ask for a better two cards to fall out of the deck, especially coming this weekend. Spiritual truth, you're never alone. In every moment, you have a divine connection to the Creator and every living thing. Your energy is naturally intertwined with all others. The ancient link can be used to your and others' benefit. As one person's energy grows and heals, everyone else is positively influenced. It's the same thing as if you smile. I mean, the energy is different. You use them for different reasons, but it raises the vibration just the same. So by focusing on healing upon yourself, you heal all those around you. Likewise, when you give healing prayers to others, they're sending loving wishes. You're also sending loving wishes to yourself. This is a beautiful gift from God, your angels, guides, and masters that you're being asked to work with. This card may also mean that your current situation involves more than just yourself. Look at the people with whom you're connected and tune into their energy. Notice if they're playing a direct part in the present state of affairs of your life or theirs. Remember that you can heal the situation by focusing on them or yourself. Either will render the same results. Enjoy the happiness and peace that comes from working with this divine principle of unity. I love this. It's again, we're all connected. We're all human DNA on this planet, but most of all, we're all spirit in the spirit world. We didn't just come down here haphazardly meeting the people we did. We actually have a connection to them. We made a bond and a pact with them to come down for our soul's growth, for the challenge relationships, as well as the ones that work. So the next card, you know, I always pull for the show is life lesson cards. It's just so cool how they all eat from different decks. They all have the same message for the day I pull them, for someone that's listening, someone in chat, or somebody online, actually, or anybody that is going to download this. I feel that it's going to be some callers that are on, as well as everybody can take messages from this. The card that I pulled, and this one I love, because you know sometimes I tell you that I'm not crazy about the words, but I love the meaning. I'm crazy about this word. I pulled the card of freedom. Freedom. I possess the power and the free will to create my own happiness. How many times have I said on the show, and I know I live by this mantra, change your words, change your life. Be happy, even in challenging situations, because when you do that, you raise the vibration of yourself and others around you, and you can create different scenarios than what is happening at the time. Your soul is open to receiving new wisdom and insight that will allow you to make the right choices for its own growth. Remember, you are never a victim of other people or their circumstances. You have complete control over your own choices. By following your heart and being authentic to yourself, you present the real you to the world. Making decisions based on other people's expectations is not the true path to happiness. You are responsible for creating your own reality. Within a soul shift to a place of honoring itself in its totality, free from judgment, only then will it find its true happiness. Every soul is unique and follows its own path. Don't give in to peer pressure. And you know, I get that card a lot, or the urge to fit in. You are the only one who truly knows the real you. So feel free to match the beat of your own drummer. OMG, guys. You know, I have a son, and I'm sure I was like this too. When I used to pick him up from preschool, and now he's 21, they used to say, you know, Arthur, he beats to his own drum. And I used to love to hear that, because why would you want to beat to anybody else's drum? Why? So beat to your own drum, love yourself, love others, spread the love around. And when you're in challenging situations, and we're here for them. We didn't come to this physical existence to have everything handed to us. You might think that. I mean, I saw Shark Tank yesterday and I'm thinking, OMG, they've got billions and millions. They look happy. They're giving to others, which I love. But you don't know what's behind that, what they had to do, how they grew up. We are all here to create soul growth. And soul growth happens in challenging situations. And then the love from it is allowed to shine through. So remember, we are all here challenged in some way to grow our soul to the best that we can in this physical world. Now, or existence this time. Before I get to the phone lines, I am going to tell you a little bit about Akashic Records, because Susan is coming back. Susan rocks the Akashic Records. Her and I both, she opens them up. I fly in over the radar. She tells you and I see. So we have a great team. It's a great show, and she is excellent at what she does. But let me tell you what the Akashic Records are. The Akashic Records, or the Book of Life, can be equated to the universe's supercomputer system. It is in this system that acts as the central storehouse of all information for every individual who has ever lived upon this earth. That is a pretty cool thing. So all of your physical existences are in the Akashic Records. More than just a reservoir of events, the Akashic Records contain every deed, every word, feeling, thought, and intent that has ever occurred lifetime in the history of this world when souls came down to earth. Much more than simply a memory. Actually, you can have other memories besides Earth too in your Akashic Records. Much more than simply a memory storehouse, however, these Akashic Records are interactive in that they have a tremendous influence upon our everyday lives, our relationships, our feelings, our belief systems, and the potential realities we draw towards us. It is so cool. I can't wait till she comes back. I had to do some begging, but we're getting her back, and she is a fabulous reader. So her and I will be talking and chatting about her book always, and the Akashic Records. I think she was on the show for about a year, and then we took a little hiatus, and now we're back. So as soon as she gives me some of her dates, I will let you know. She will be a regular again, at least once or twice a month. I'm trying to get her once a week, but she will be a guest at least twice to three times a month, which will give you the ability to call in and have your Akashic Records opened by you giving her permission and her diving in. So it's a pretty cool thing. I am going to go to the phone lines. So I am going to start with 562 and 563. I'm so sorry. You do not have your hand up. I am going to say hello. If you do not want to speak and you're just listening, don't answer. So 563, you are on with Bonnie. Hi. 563, I am assuming you're just listening. Thank you. Okay, 956, you do have your hand up. 956, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to ask if you see me going on a trip anytime soon.
Okay, I need to have your name.
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Okay. Can you tell me, Jennifer, are you in your 20s?
Yes.
Okay. So you're looking to go on a trip, and is this a fun trip?
Yes, it's with family, with my boyfriend.
Okay. Yes. I do see the trip because I'm picking it up. I do see you going. I think you don't think you're going because your plans aren't solid yet, but they will become solid very shortly. So yes, okay, I do
see. Yeah, I'm just wondering because everybody already got their passports and everything, and I'm the one that still hasn't. It's still processing.
So oh, you're going to go. No, you're going to go. Like I said, it's still why I said it wasn't fluid yet is because there was a situation that is not settled, which is your passport, but you're going. You're going to go.
And everything's going to be okay during the trip?
Oh, I think you're going to enjoy yourself. I think you're going to have a great time. Do you get homesick? I feel like when you leave home, you get homesick.
I do. I'm a Cancer.
Oh, so am I. But guess what? I don't get real homesick because I have 8 planets of 9 in Leo. But I have to tell you that I can feel the minute you go, you're going to be homesick, but not in a bad way. You're just going to say, oh, I miss my home, but I'm having so much fun. Oh, but I miss my home and comforts, but I'm having so much fun. So I see you having fun, Jennifer, and I do see you going, but I see you're a little homesick too. So because you're a Cancer and you love your home.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, I have 404. You are on with my. I love that. You know, they say Cancers, I just want to go into this. They say Cancers love home, love their family. They're the most family oriented, home loving, entertaining at home, wanting to be at home. When you get older, because in their 20s, you're not, you know, looking to really, you know, you really love everything and everyone about your home. You're very, very nurturing. You're actually very protective of anything and anybody in your home. So, girlfriend, I know what you're about. Okay. Somebody said to me, it was really crazy, but somebody, I think it was Hal Solomon from HES Ultra said, you are so not a Cancer, you are a Leo. But then that makes me crazy because then I don't know what sign to listen to. So I am a Sag rising, which is a fire sign that could be a Leo. I'm a Cancer sun and an Aquarius moon. Well, I don't even deal with my moon, but just can't figure out I can't listen to all the 12 signs or it'll drive me crazy. Okay, 404, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello. Hi, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Trish.
Trish?
Yes.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Well, what is happening with, first of all, since we got into signs, Trish, are you an air sign?
I think I'm a fire sign. I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, honey, you're a fire sign. You're my rise. I'm the rising and you're the sun. Sagittariuses are fabulous. But I bet you, do you know your rising sign?
Mm-mm.
You're probably an air sign because I can feel this air sign coming at you. But I can tell, and air signs are very smart. But I got to tell you something. Sages are so fun. They are a little stubborn because of the horse butt, but they are so fun. They're worldly. They like to travel and they just ultimately love to be with people and have a good time. So how can I help you, Trish?
I was calling because I wanted to see if you see a new place of employment for me, because where I'm at right now, it's an okay job, but I was just moved to like a different location in the office. And I feel like I walked into like the lion's den.
Oh, wait a minute. Lion is a Leo and they're also fire, just like you are. So, girl, you've got the fire behind you, but two fires. Whoa, they burn. Okay, they burn a lot. But I am going to tell you, I feel that you switched. Did they pay you more money to switch? Okay, because I feel like this new job or this new place in the office will allow you to get different skills possibly and start making better money down in the future. Like I don't feel that you're going to need to stay there forever, but I do feel there's a reason you're there. So is this, I don't know if you know that if you stay with this where you are in the office, that you're able to start to get a better paying job through this.
Okay. Do you see it soon, or I'll probably be in the same spot for a longer period of time?
Here's the deal, and I love this, and I'm so happy you called because I am going to say this to you. It's we're put in places for soul growth, and for lessons learned. So I see that until you actually learn how to interact with this office group and make it work, you're going to be there until you finally finish your life lesson there. One of the big things about actually not life lesson, but soul journey is to learn something. So if you feel like you walked into the lion's den, you have to figure out why. So I tell you that you have to learn part of your journey in this life. I can see it clearly, is to go into situations that you're uncomfortable with and actually become comfortable in love and light way. Now, not mean and hateful, not yelling and screaming, not starting trouble, because fire signs can do that, but actually taking a fire and a fire and understanding that with two fires, which you said you walked into a lion's den or a fire, what, because a lion is Leo, is to
Yeah,
really take.
it was like a lot of gossip, and the first day, just a lot of.
Yes. Yes, I can feel it, girl. But I want to tell you that you can fit in. You don't have to do what they do. You can actually fit in by teaching. So, of course, there's a lot of gossip. Of course, there's a lot of office politics because you're kind of the new girl that walked in, even though you're not new, you're kind of a new girl that walked in to their lion's den. So they're going to challenge you and they're going to test you. But I'm going to tell you part of this is your life journey. So what you, if I were you, I would start to smile and say, you can, it show them by example that they can talk about you all they want, but it won't one bother you and you're going to always send love back. So here's the difference. You could go in there and say, okay, they can talk about me all they want. I'm just not going to even have anything to do with them. I'm just not going to get into it. I'm just going to leave them alone and I'm just going to act mad. Okay? Or act that you don't want anything to do with them. But actually that's not the way that your soul grows and you know it. So here's the other
Well,
way. Go ahead.
what I do is I say hi to everyone, but I stay to myself. I feel very uncomfortable and extremely paranoid. Extremely paranoid. It's like you said, it's very uncomfortable. I'm looking for a new position, like new job, but I know that I'm very, very paranoid here. It has me looking at people from a whole different light.
Well, so what do you want to do? You, because I've got to tell you something. I feel that if you leave, they're not going to let you leave. First of all, a spirit isn't going to let you leave until you finish learning the lesson in this part of the office. But I've got to tell you something. There are people who are looking for jobs and aren't finding them. So for me, another part of your journey would be to be gracious for where you are, learn what you can, and apply to something else. So if you're desperate and you're leaving without finishing your lesson, that's not going to happen. But if you actually make a difference in that office and things start to settle down, the winds of change will take you out. But it won't until you actually heal this part of the office.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just going to be quiet and just do my job.
Well, let me ask a question. So when you're quiet and they gossip, they even gossip more, correct?
Well, yesterday I walked into the office and one lady that, you know, that I just say hi to, she pulled me into her office and started bad-mouthing, you know, a coworker that she saw me talking to a couple of weeks ago that I really liked. It just threw me for a loop, and constantly always being warned to watch yourself. And she kind of gave me hints that, you know, they were watching me because I'm African American, and, you know, just really uncomfortable because other African American workers who were working here, I guess, set a bad example. So, you know,
well, you know, what, maybe you're there to set it right. I don't believe in any ethnicities and religion or race that they we have to prove anything, but you might be at that office. Here's a good example. If let's say everybody couldn't stand a man in the makeup department, because this has happened, and they all are prejudiced because men shouldn't be in a makeup department because women are prejudiced about that. They don't want men in their makeup. You know, they don't want to see a man if they're not got any makeup on. But it is getting now. But there's a few guys in the MAC department and in Lancome and in Dior that have set the bar. So now men are more apt to be accepted in the makeup department. So I know that doesn't sound like a good example for you, but it's actually what you might be there for. So as long as you set the example and raise the bar for yourself, then you are actually opening the doors for everybody to be treated fairly. And that's what I would like. I feel that's why you're there. If you can't do that, we understand. But it's something that you'll struggle with your whole life if you don't.
Yeah.
Okay?
I just feel like extremely uncomfortable. Like I'm outside now, okay. It's just too much.
Well, honey, let me ask you a question. If you stand up to them in love and light with a smile on your face, you're going to get much more, much more. You might not like it and you might leave there, but you're going to leave with your head held high. You need to do your job. You need a smile on your face and you need to not be afraid to be in that office, because only by doing that will you move forward. You move in a better direction and they move in a better direction towards anybody that walks in that's like you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's not easy, honey. It's not easy. The lessons we're here to learn aren't easy, but once you do, the rewards could be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Okay? So go back in there. Go back in there with a smile on your face. Don't let them intimidate you or threaten you. Always put out love and light, around you. Talk to your angels and guides. That was what my cards were about. And ask for the strength and the protection to get in there and change them in a loving way. Change their thoughts, change their prejudice, and let them accept everybody on a face value system. Okay? Mm-hmm. You go do it. All right. Have a great, good luck.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone, I just want to tell you, especially for this last caller, Trish, that it isn't easy. Some of the lessons we're here for aren't easy. Just think, people have paved pathways and changed other people's views that are prejudiced by standing their ground in peace, love, and light, by actually changing the way they feel about certain groups because they're standing in love and light. So I want to ask everybody who's in any of these situations, certainly not if you're going to be threatened physically, but try to understand that sometimes we're down here, we wrote our script, we co-create our universe so that our souls can grow and help others. So I'm going to go now to 111. You are on with Bonnie. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. Who am I speaking with? Sandra. Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm no here.
I'm great. I'm so happy. Where are you from, Sandra?
I live in Canada. I live 100 miles north of Toronto.
Oh, do you know, I have friends in Toronto, and I actually have, my son is dating a girl from, it's right outside Toronto. It's a really sweet community, and it begins with a W. So I'm not quite sure what the name of it is, but it's, ask my son?
Is it Waterloo? Yeah.
My son just came in. Arthur, what is your girlfriend's? I'm on the air, and I've got a lady, a wonderful, beautiful soul named Sandra from Canada. Where is your girlfriend's from?
LaSalle.
Well, that doesn't begin with a W, so how about that? Windsor. That's it. Windsor, thank you so much.
Windsor.
I appreciate it.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Do you know where Windsor is?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's about 4 hours away from me. So it's further than Toronto.
Oh, well, anyway, he's going to be visiting Windsor, I think, sometime. But I hear Canada is so beautiful. I wish that I could get there very soon, but I know I can't. But Sandra, what's your weather there?
Because this is,
I'd love to. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. No, we live in a Four Seasons area, and we're on Georgian Bay, which is on one of the Great Lakes. So
that is so nice.
And it's a great,
you know,
area.
What? There,
so
there's a
yeah.
There is in Georgian Bay, where you have a lot of people that get married or weddings. Because somebody told me that there was a little place right near Toronto. And I think it was a bay that a lot of people go and get married in.
Well,
I guess not.
Well, there's lots of people get married. Well, you know, we are on Georgian Bay, so, but I can't think of the name of the place at the moment.
Okay, well, hopefully my son.
But there's some really.
I'm sorry?
Well, we're really in a picturesque area, and it's a beautiful place.
Sandra,
where are you? Are you in?
I'm in Florida.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. So we're just directly above you, but.
I'm really excited. I hope one day I get to see Canada, and I hope that I get to be in the area where you are. So how can I help you? Because I only have 10 minutes left, Sandra, and I want you to get in. So what can I help you with?
I don't know. What do you want to tell me? Do you want me to tell me about relationships?
Well,
whatever comes in, honey.
I will tell you, ask me a question, you'll get a more specific answer, because I feel like you've got a lot of things. Okay. Give me a second. I feel like you've got a lot of things going on, but I don't feel that they're all, I don't feel like angst about you. So I feel you have a calm aura, and I think there are things that you'd rather tweak in your life, but I kind of feel you're happy, even if you don't want to admit this to me. I feel that you really like where you are in life, but there are a few things that you'd like to tweak. So now you can ask me the question.
Well, I would love, that's very true. And I would love to have a loving relationship. And I have been through, I think I've been through the worst of the worst. At least I hope mm-hmm. that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. And well, you must be, because I don't feel
like
it.
To see if there was.
Yeah, did somebody? Well, can I?
It was horrible.
Yeah, are you talking about a divorce or a death? Because I'm getting it. It's really weird. Either somebody in your immediate past died, because I feel they're showing me the word death. So did somebody die in your family also?
No, but I think I think I have an. It's a death of.
Matt, was it a long marriage?
No, it was nothing to do to me. It's nothing to do with that. It was the death sort of a relationship that was. You know, was really devastating to me. So
yeah,
I think that's what it's about.
Okay. So I do see you. Well, I do see you coming out of the tunnel. So they're showing me that it's crazy, because I think it took a long, you know, I see this tunnel and it's pretty long. So, and I feel like you're just coming out into the sunlight. So I feel that it's more emotional for you, that because I feel like you're happy in your life, and that you're missing the component, and that's it. You're missing the other component is what they're telling me. And they're also saying that this was a karmic relationship that you had, and that they're saying it had to be. So what I am going to assume when they say that is, we all don't come to be with our soulmates always. Our soulmates are different mates in each lifetime. So I feel that something was in your last life was with the two of you not finished or resolved. And I think it has to do with how you felt. So I am assuming that you came back in this lifetime. Now I'm watching a scene, and that's why I'm talking slow. I'm watching a scene of you actually walking away from this relationship. Did you walk away from this relationship because of things that he was doing?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is true. Yes, my last relationship. Yes, we had a business, and that ruined everything.
Yeah,
well, it didn't really ruin everything, but.
Well, I feel like that this was a karmic relationship, and it would have ended, and it had to end, but there was something left from the last relationship that needed to be finished here. So what I feel like, and why I feel your aura is pretty happy, is that this is the end, the death, the end of this karmic tie to this gentleman. And I feel that the only way that you can get over this, and I do see you getting over it, and you say, oh yeah, I've been over it, but really no, is that it's an air thing. It's an emotional, it's a thinking thing. It's an emotional thing. So you've got water and air swirling around in my head. And what that means is you're going to have to say, done, I'm ready for the next relationship. And I know you are. I know you're going to say that. And I feel that somebody is going to come in. Here's the lesson I have for you, Sandra. You can't mix business with pleasure. But you can have business with pleasure. but don't mix it, because I feel that that was the death of that relationship. It's because one of you would feel more business and the other one feels more emotional, and then it switches around. So if you meet somebody, that's fine, but I wouldn't mix, I wouldn't go into business with another soulmate, because that's your lesson. But it wouldn't matter if you were in the same business. Do you see what I'm saying?
It's so funny, because two of my relationships, we were in business together and they both ended. So that makes sense.
You know what?
Yeah,
it's kind of like a karmic lesson for you. And I want to say that they want you to separate. It doesn't mean you can't meet somebody in business, but you can't, but the relationship will be so much happier and so much more well-grounded if both of you are in different, could be the same business, just different, meaning he owns his business, you own yours. Or it could be that you own a business and he works for someone. Or it could be that you meet somebody through a business partner or a business person, or you meet somebody walking into your business, or if you don't have your business anymore, that you meet somebody through business. So I feel like that's okay, but you can't like bring that other person into your business. It would be another death sentence. Okay. So you are gonna meet somebody. You're not destined to be alone. In fact, they're giving me a number, and I don't love giving numbers. They give me, thank goodness, spirit understands me. They don't give me like, oh, you're gonna meet somebody tomorrow, because otherwise I think I would fall down and they could take me to spirit, because then when it doesn't happen, people call back and say, Bonnie, you told me yesterday I was going to meet somebody. Well, you know what? Sometimes when I tell you things, you can change the energy. So now they bring it, thank goodness, in ranges. So they're showing me the range of 8 to 12. So it's either going to be 8 to 12 weeks or 8 to 12 months. I kind of feel it's the latter. I don't want to say that, but if you do meet somebody before, it will be 8 to 12 months before you actually decide it's okay. So you aren't meant to be alone, Sarah. You have such a sweet soul that they know that there's a component missing, but they keep trying to get you to understand what your life lesson is. So I think you're twice bitten, you know, three times, not going to do. So I'd like you to meet like a philosopher.
Well,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, Bonnie. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
Is there, well, I was gonna in your say, life that you're looking at?
No. Well, no, okay. There isn't. I haven't. I was thinking about going to this event in Utah in August, the end of August 21st. And I was debating as to whether it is what I should go to. It's with business. It's business related, but financially, you know, I'm trying to figure out whether it's the best course of action and to go or not.
Okay, I have 90 seconds left, and I've got a great answer for you, because they as soon as you asked, the word go came. So I would go, but I wouldn't, if you're going because you think you're going to meet somebody romantic, it's going to take 8 to 12 weeks or 8 to 12 months to develop. And I feel like other reasons you need, I feel like there's, Sandra, other reasons that you need to go. There's going to be people you meet there that you're going to see that possibly might introduce you to something new, whether it's business or whether it's a partner. So if I were you, I hear go, try to make it work financially, because it actually in the long run be better for you.
All right. I got chills when you said that. So thank you, Bonnie.
Yay! I love that. Sandra, please call me back. And let me know. I don't have a show. I don't have a show on for a week. You know, I wasn't supposed to have one on today, but I couldn't have seconds. But I'm coming back, I think, the 17th or 20th of August, everyone. And now I'm off the air. But I just wanted everybody to know, please call me, especially Sandra. I want to know what happens at this meeting. And you're always welcome to call me, even just to listen or chat with me. But I do want to know what happens because they're giving me this. You'll know, you'll understand once you come home. Okay.
No, that's wonderful. Thanks, Bonnie.
All right.
And great talking to
welcome.
You. And I love you.
Thank you. It's so nice. Oh, I love you too, Sandra. Thank you. And have a great week. Have a great end of the month. And please call back and let us know. Have a great day. And thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Blessings, blessings, blessings. I love you all. Thank you for listening. I am going to end the show because we're already in overtime. Just to tell everybody, I will not be back until the 17th of August, and I've got crazy great people for us. So thanks.